Senate Bill 2, an act to prohibit employers from obtaining, seeking, or using genetic information.
Senate Bill 2, having had its second reading, is for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Representative McCoy.
Well, again, this is another one of those companion bills. The difference on this one is it is an act to prohibit employers from obtaining, seeking, or using genetic information. Again, I don't want to go through all this stuff. I handed it out. If you have any questions, Representative Olson, again, did do very well in explaining all the bills. I thank him very much. I would like to let you know that the Senate passed this 33-1 on their floor. Thank you very much. I'll stand for questions.
Further remarks? Representative Mel Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I know it's irregular, but I would like to offer the Monroe Amendment on this bill with the following changes to the printed amendment, if you'll bear with me. Instead of Monroe moved that Senate Bill 1, it would read Senate Bill 2, and it would say on page 2 of the Senate Judiciary Committee engrossed bill, delete lines 10 and 11 and insert. And I would explain my reasoning.
Is there a second? Discussion on that motion. Representative Mel Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. If I could explain my reasoning to the body. We included this amendment on House Bill 1003 to delineate what genetic information is. I don't think it really mattered to Senate Bill 1. But to Senate Bill 2, when we make reference to genetic information again, and we have two competing definitions, one for health insurers, one for employers, I think that a uniform definition is in order. And so I seek to do nothing at all to the bill except to delete the, for the purposes of this act,